Euros or anything at you again. Yeah. You'll come and get me, Paul. I'm not standing for this.
Fair enough, Cecil. I understand. Yes. I understand your concern.
Well, yeah. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
We're recording the podcast. We're just having a bit of a to-do.
Yeah.
We've moved into a new house and we've got a poltergeist.
Yeah.
And it's causing no end of...
What?
Awkwardness and trouble.
That's right, it keeps chucking stuff at me.
Yes.
And Cecil, not Mum though, I think it's frightened of Mum.
Yes.
Apparently there was a guy here who was in his early 30s and he died of, he drunk himself to death one weekend. Just, he had 50 bottles of I want to say Advocar, but it's not, some kind of spirit beverage, and he died.
Spirit!
But the problem with having a poltergeist is not the fact that it chucks Honey Nut Loops at you in the night.
No.
It's the fact that it's a millennial poltergeist, i.e., you know, one of the millennial people you get now that are all into being triggered by stuff. It's one of them. So, Cecil, what did you say to the day?
Well, we were sat talking about, because where we live is near a school,
yeah.
And there's, what do you call them? There's a lollipop lady. Oh! It's throwing things again at me. That's what they were called in my day, lollipop ladies. Oh! It gets so angry!
Just.
You have to call them traffic control people now.
Yes. Yeah, and then when we get up on the morning, normally a poltergeist will just sort of keep all your cupboards open and they'll open and shut doors. But we come on the morning to the computer and we find it's logged on to various social medias. It's got onto an Instagram, poltergeist, hashtag spooky. And it's trying to do online dating. But there's no online dating platform for poltergeists. It scribbled on the wall in McDonald's milkshake, saying set up an app called Ectoplasm, where ghosts can get together and sort of share the smutty juices, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
It's horrible.
Yes, and then quite often me and my wife Margaret will be sat watching Country File or something, and it will switch over to watch an E4 or something like that. And then it will Instagram take pictures of a selfie, but it's just nothing there. It's just random out-of-focus shots of the bit of the room where we think the poltergeist would be. It's horrible. It's furious. I don't know what to do for the best. We turn the Wi-Fi off, it gets very angry.
Do, that's right. I'm sure there's a video in there somewhere. We'll have to video it or something. Anyway, that's not what we're here for. We're here from the podcast, Cecil, so please do give us a synopsis of last week. If you could do, Cecil.
Yes, I will do. Basically, last week, we were all spiked with LSD drugs by Tony. Hello?
It's tapping, Cecil. The poltergeist is tapping.
Yes. So for a week, anyway, Paul took an LSD drug. We all did. It was horrendous. But that's what happened. Nothing of interest. Me and my wife, Margaret, were still separated. So Paul, if you please would like to be...
It's tapping on the window, Cecil, trying to get your attention.
Why?
I think there's a copy of National Geographic outside it wants to read. It wants to know about the plight of the rainforests and get upset about it.
Well, it's not. It's not to do that, Paul. Ignore it. It'll go away.
Right.
Ah!
Jump behind my head. I heard it. I heard it, Cecil.
Yes. That's just a kitten, Paul. That's not the poltergeist.
Oh, I thought it was quite fluffy. Anyway, Cecil, come on, read the date.
15th of April. That's today, Paul.
No, it is. It's all point. 15th of April. Yes, the drugs did last 5 days. And I did do a radio show or two high on LSD drugs. Oh, the listeners thought I must have gone quite mad. you know, again, remember when I went and lost my memory and the listeners thought I was mad, but they never said out. Well, they never said out this time. And, Cecil's gone to bed. He says he doesn't feel very well at all. Oh, I think he's trumped quite a lot because there's a terrible funk in there.
16th of April.
Well, well, welly Wellington. Is there a pussy in the well? No, no, there isn't. There's no, nothing. I haven't seen or heard from Tony since the drugs times. I wonder where he's got to. Cecil's feeling much better, he says. He didn't poo, but he did have just all the wind from his bum coming out into the world. It's a horrendous smell. I asked Cecil about his old band PVC. He said they were together for on and off for about 23 years, but things got very unfriendly towards the end. Because Cecil wanted the use of the Love Bus for when they were doing the album There's Still Power in This Flower album tour. But Cecil didn't get to use the Love Bus, so he spat his dummy out. He's still very bitter about it. You ask him about it now and he just goes off on one about how Volto thinks he shouldn't have got the van. But I don't know, the lead singer got it anyway and he converted it into a minibus for taking disabled children on weekends out to Alton Towers. So, you know, it's got quite good uses. Anyway, Cecil said apparently they recorded 29 albums with PVC over the years. I dread to think how many guitar solos are in them that go on forever and ever and ever. Amen. Their first album was Coconut Banshee Wig Hide Trumpathon. The second album was Pasco and Collect 200 Mantras. I asked Cecil about that and he meant apparently to say 200 karma points. Because, you know, karma's a thing that Cecil was into for a long time. Till Mum pointed out that it's probably not. Imagine the admin on that kind of thing. Who's going to administrate karma? It's not going to happen, is it? There'd have to be a legion of undead just sort of ticking boxes and, you know, tipping the balance. It's not going to work, is it? How is that even going to happen? Couldn't even get out of Europe, let alone, you know, tell someone off for tripping over a child by making something bad happen to them. It's not going to happen, is it? Another album was Hitchhiker's Guide to Free Love. That was Cecil's spoken word album, no music on it. Sold 14 copies, did quite well for them. Anyway, Cecil says he won't play me any of them, but I want to find them and listen to them. I bet they're rubbish. I bet some of them's got jazz on them.
17th of April.
Tony phoned from Nuneaton. Apparently he's taken a lot more LSD and he was still tripping his flaccid pectoral muscles off. It was quite hard to make out what he was saying. Something about he's been to Nuneaton, but he hasn't seen a nun or eaten one. Don't know what he's on about.
18th of April.
Me and Tessa are trying to get back to normality now. But I got a snooty letter from college demanding my final payment of £2.89. The bastards. You know, like, they think they don't get enough tax from the money that other people pay. Loads of people pay tax. I don't see why I should have to pay any money. Anyway, I wrote them a cheque and signed it Lord Toffeebottom. They're never getting that money.
19th of April.
Today I went to buy a printer for the new computer we bought, with the insurance stuff. But so many printers to choose from, which was the right one for a guy like me? I didn't know, so I looked at all the different promotional materials that all the printers seemed to have in the selection. It was a toss-up between one that had a Lion King paper printout puzzler or one with a DVD of Michael Flatley's Lord of the Dance. I wasn't sure. There's a little kitten just swiping at my elbow. The other question that perplexed me was, did the printers come with printer ink? Otherwise, was I going to have to buy that separately? I had a good look over all the boxes I could see, but nothing anywhere on the box insinuated what ink they came with. All I saw was a picture of the printer, a picture of some paper, and some text, which I didn't read, to be fair. But then I'm too busy to read text, aren't I? I need my information displayed graphically. This is why I think hieroglyphs should be brought back into society. And coming forward to 2019, they are, aren't they, with the emoticons. Everyone in the world loves an emoticon. Oh. I think the poltergeist doesn't like emoticons. How peculiar. I thought I'd found a bag of custard creams then, but it was just a bag of custard creams that previously had custard creams in, but now it's just got tissue in it from Cecil's snotty nose. Will you throw that away, Cecil? Anyway, sorry, back in time to 2003. So I was looking at the printers and I thought, no, I'm not having any of this. I'm confused and frightened. So I was brave and I walked over to the lady assistant and said, hello, love. I want that printer over there, the one with the free Michael Flatley Lord of the Dance DVD. But I've looked everywhere on the box and it doesn't say if it's got ink cartridges or not. So, the old lady sort of went, ugh. Then she Then she came over towards the printers with me and did a 2-second scan with her old biddy eyes and then pointed out in a big list, a big list of contents and said, yeah, says there's ink. I was so embarrassed, I went bright red. I couldn't stay there, I just ran out of the shop. Oh, what are you doing, you stupid cat? This is why you don't come in here. Get off me. Oh, you little shit. Stop it. What are you getting me for? Oh, my eyes. Oh, get out. Oh, it savaged my nipple. Cecil, is it bleeding?
No, you're all right. You're welcome, Paul.
Where was I now? Stupid kitten. Yeah, the woman pointed out that in big letters it said ink, and there was a picture of some ink that I didn't notice. So I just got bright red, and I couldn't stay there. I just ran out of the shop, and that genuinely did happen in an Asda.
Stupid. 20th of April.
20th of April, you say, Cecil?
Yes.
Right. Tony has come home to Christella. He got arrested for causing a disturbance in Piccadilly Circus. David? Oh, sorry. Sorry, I can hear the neighbours shouting at each other next door. He's called David and she's called Miriam. He's a taxi driver and I don't think she works. But she does have a lot of friends come round in the daytime. Mostly men, actually. She must do some kind of home teaching. There's a hall.
21st of April.
This morning I found out that Mum isn't living with Toby Wilde. It was just a cruel and hilarious lie she was telling Cecil. She's got herself a nice little flat overlooking a crazy golf course.
It's nice, isn't it?
There's a lot of stairs, but it's nice and cool on the top floor. You can see out over everything, all the crazy golf bits, the windmill, the giant angry gibbon, the motorbike with the Dutch girl on it. All the things. Mum's invited me round for tea on Wednesday. I'm going because I'm sick of cooking for myself. Dad won't cook for me because he just eats ready meals. But he eats the cheap ones that are horrible. The only thing Cecil can cook is gravy. So I have to cook for myself, but I only can ever cook bags of crisps. And noodles. I'm good at cooking noodles, Cecil, aren't I?
Yes, yes, you are good at cooking noodles. And as luck would have it, that's all she wrote. And we're going to put on an extra podcast for your ladies and gentlemen's listening privileges.
So?
We're going to do the time when Paul cooked me a wonton surprise.
I genuinely have completely lost track of whether we've done this one or not.
No, I don't think you have, Paul. I don't think you have.
Are you sure it's the one-ton surprise one, Cecil?
If it's not one-ton surprise, what is it?
No, it's the one where Sir Jeremy Cream walked around his house, i.e. this house that we're living in now.
Yes, that's right. That was absolutely right, Paul. It was 10 minutes long. I'll just upload it now to the Google Drive and then you can copy it into the video editing software that we're using to record this in.
Oh, right, that's nice. That's very nice for me, Cecil. That's very nice.
So I'll bid you adieu, ladies and gentlemen. And say...
All right. Why are you saying that?
Just because I want to, Cecil.
Right.
Hey, Cecil, what's this a picture of?
That's a lollipop lady. Oh, I've angered it. I've really angered it.
Bye-bye. See you next time. Have a lovely week. Toodaloo.
Bye. Ah, yes.
Right. Okay. So I've come front of a main living room, Cecil.
Well, yes, I have actually been in before. We have moved in now, Jeremy.
Sir Jeremy, please.
Sorry, Sir Jeremy.
Right, well, this is the main lounge.
Well, yes, I know. That's why all our furniture's in here.
Right, why are you recording me?
I'd just like to do it as a memorandum.
What's that?
It's cat food.
Said you were not to have any pets.
No, you didn't. You said we were allowed pets.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Right, okay, fair enough. I'm just come down the stairs now and go into the main hallway.
Why is it so echoey?
It's very large, that's why I don't hall. And this is just the main hallway leading to the bedroom.
So no it is! Why are you telling me things I already know? I've lived here for 4 days. Let's lock the door. I don't want people coming in.
Fair enough. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the bin bags, please, if you can see them.
Well, I can't really see anything. I've got so much junk absolutely everywhere. The nightmare has messed up my annex terribly.
It's not your annex while we live here. We've got residences.
What's that smell?
Your sewage doesn't work properly.
Your sewage doesn't work properly.
Yes. Don't know where the bin bags are. I can't put rubbish in the bin. That frustrates me.
Right. What's that dog following you around for?
Don't know. Oh well, I won't be able to tidy up to Jeremy.
Well, you better. Now, if you'd just like to accompany back up to the room. What's that smell?
I'm cooking dinner for myself.
What are you cooking?
I'm doing Paul's one-ton surprise.
What's that?
Just a packet of noodle.
Smells foreign.
Yes, it is foreign.
Don't want that in my house, please. Don't want you cooking any of that foreign muck. It's abhorrent to me and my ilk. Had a foreign couple in this house before you moved in. Soon got rid of those.
What?
Yep. Right. What do you think to the house, then?
It's very... beige.
I thought you'd like that, being a pensioner.
I do like it. It's a selling feature, certainly, Sir Jeremy. The level of beige is...
As I think you'll find, it's a cream. And we've got a pale lemon yellow sunset in the hallway. And then the kitchen again. We've gone back to a mid-morning cream. That's my own colour palette. Dulux made it for me. I said I want paints named after me. and they said, well, what's your name, Ben? They were very working class. And said, well, I'm Sir Jeremy Cream, do you not know me? They didn't know me, idiots, oiks and pillocks. So I said, I want it pale, I want it inoffensive, and I want it the same colour as my skin. And they just looked, give me one look up and down, and said, right. They wanted to call it Captain Pasty. So I walked out of the building and went to Colour Roll and got them to make my paint. Well, not be insulted. I'm not pasty. I'm white. Beautiful, the best colour. Especially for these parts.
So, Jeremy, you seem far more right-wing and racist now you're in your own territory.
Yep, my house. You're living in my house now. I don't have to hide myself. I can be my true self. And I fit in with my neighbours. So obviously we've got Quentin down the road there. He owns the Hollyhood. He uses the P word a lot when he's referring to Indian people. I don't like that. It offends me. But he will pull up people on the streets and tell them that they had one of those P word people living in a house. But they soon got rid of those, which we did soon get rid of them. But you know, you don't say it public. You don't know what people are going to do to all your kind of torch your house. Yeah, I was going to torch my house.
They might do so, Jeremy, if you piss me off enough.
Oh, don't be offensive at me.
I can't find where I put the balls. I found them.
That was a wild roller coaster of a ride. I enjoyed every second of it.
What do you want to do this afternoon while Paul and Margaret are out at IKEA buying bathroom furniture?
I don't know. I want to get into the loft space, see what's up there. My years of documented wife swaps, I think, are up there. There's a light switch there. What are all the hats for?
It's full of flicking spiders, I'd warrant. I want to tidy up, but I can't find the bin bags.
Are you sure you've got bin bags?
Yes. Yes, I am sure. I think.
You're sure you think?
Yes.
Fair enough.
How long has this been your property, Sir Jeremy?
We bought it in 1999 for a steal. It was just 484,000 pocket change it was at the time, and then we did it up. It was quite dilapidated, so we thought we'd do it up and then we'll rent it out to people. But then I thought, you know what, I like that, I'll make that my summer residence. So that's my summer residence now.
So we have to move out by the summer?
No, you're just in the annex. The big residence is my residence. In the summer months, obviously in the winter months, we go to the Dordogne with Mrs. Farquhar and her friends. Mrs. Cream obviously loves Mrs. Farquhar, and who wouldn't? Mrs. Farquhar's an absolute joy to behold, not just a hat, of which she has thousands. She's got horses, we're actually racing them at the Grand National this coming Saturday, 5:15, Cecil. You're putting on a flutter.
I'm not putting on a flutter, no. I find horse racing offensive, cruel and barbaric.
Don't be ridiculous, it's just horses.
Yes, I know they're just horses, but they're precious, precious life.
Now, if one horse is, I wouldn't have 54 million that I've got from my horse's money. Obviously, I've got a lot more than that, but that's what's just come in from the equestrian part of the estate.
Yes, but no, I find it offensive.
You eat meat though, Cecil, so why do you give a shit about horses' welfare? They get treated so very, very well. What are you doing?
I'm getting an ox off my lunch.
Right.
I'm not listening to your offensiveness. Jeremy!
Maybe if the house wasn't such a mess, you could actually get into the cupboards.
If I could tidy up, Sir Jeremy, then the house wouldn't be such a mess, but it is such a mess.
so I can't get into the cupboards because there's boxes and bags and equipment everywhere. Right, well, tidy up. I won't see this spick and span in 2 days. Get knotted. Beg your pardon? I said get knotted, Sir Jeremy. I find that too much. Too quick a time to turn around.
Fair enough.
Seriously thick bleach.
What are you saying about me?
I wasn't saying that about you. I just saw some. I thought I'd read it out. Normally it just says thick bleach. But this is seriously thick bleach.
Really don't care about that.
Well, I do. I like it. It's jaunty. It's a jaunty way to say thick bleach. Seriously thick, not just thick. What makes it so serious? Why is it so serious?
I don't know, I don't care, that's all.
I'm not asking you to, I'm just... They're questions for the age, aren't they, Sir Jeremy?
Not really.
Yes, they are!
Right, that smells absolutely disgusting.
Well, we'll just leave it to simmer for 30 seconds and go put the telly on in the big room. It is a big room, Sir Jeremy. It's too big. It's too echoey. I bet the Ponzi neighbours complain that we're too loud.
I'm your neighbours.
Yes, I know, and I bet you'll complain that I'm too loud.
Probably will. Keep the noise down. Hear me banging on the wall, you'll know you're being too bloody loud. Edgers.
Right, whatever. I'm going now. I'm going to get my dinner.
Okay, toodaloo. Have a nice lunch.